This is Sarah Klopaki-Cords here again with Casting for a Cure, and today we want to take some time to talk to Sandy Johnson. She is the director of the Department of Cancer Community Programs at the Colburn Cancer Center, and she's also a clinical nurse specialist, has been working with cancer patients for a long time. So Sandy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to know, you know, we want to learn a little bit more about the Colburn Cancer Center since Casting for a Cure's goal is to raise $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes and donate that to the center. I'm wondering if you can kind of give us a little primer on, you know, the background and the history of the Colburn Cancer Center and kind of what it does in our community.
Okay. St. Cloud Hospital has always had cancer services from the early 1970s. However, in 2001, they moved out to the CenterCare Health Plaza and brought all the services together under one roof and called it the Colburn Cancer Center. We were lucky enough to have a large donation from the Colburns, mm-hmm. and that bought some equipment and gained them their name on the Cancer Center, which we're very proud of.
Right.
And so we have radiation oncology, medical oncology, and many of the supportive services for cancer patients located out here at the Colburn Cancer Center. We also have inpatient dedicated oncology unit at the St. Cloud Hospital. But that's how long we've been out here, and that's when we started to be really identified as a distinct cancer program in the community.
Sure. And it seems like that program serves a really special role in the community and probably even in our region, I mean, greater Minnesota.
It does. We serve primarily a 12-county area.
Okay.
In central Minnesota, because the nearest large cancer center would be Minneapolis,
right.
or Mayo Clinic. And so we do serve a large rural population, and we have a pretty comprehensive cancer program. About the only thing that we don't offer here in St. Cloud is transplant, bone marrow transplant. And we do collaborate with the University of Minnesota and Rochester Mayo.
Right.
Those services for our patients.
And you mentioned a few different things that you guys do offer here. Are there any other services that you wanted to highlight, you know, whether it's the medical end or even the emotional or just social support end of what you guys do?
One thing that we've really moved and put an emphasis on the past couple of years is cancer survivorship. And as I told you before, I've been in oncology nursing for almost 30 years, and 30 years ago, we really didn't concentrate our efforts on the survivors. We looked at the treatment, and now, because we have so many people surviving and living, going on to live long, productive lives, and living a long time with cancer, we've added a lot of survivorship programs like art therapy, the enhancement program, which provides wigs and just help with women, you know, while they're going through their journey.
Right.
We have tough healthcare decisions. We have a full-time social worker. We have a full-time dietitian on staff at the cancer center. We have an insurance advocate. We have a lot of programs that are non-revenue producing and not billable to insurance, but are there to enhance the quality of life for our cancer patients.
Sure. And I know those are the kinds of things that when you do get donations from the outside, you know, really help improve those programs, right?
It helps very much because those are services that we think are very necessary and needed, because you can offer excellent treatment in radiation and medical oncology, and those are usually billable services to insurance.
Right.
But those softer services that really enhance the quality of life are not billable. So, you know, to have a social worker, there's no way to bill for those services. A dietitian, there's no way to recover that. But we have a commitment to our patients to provide those services, and so we think it's important.
Well, it's been
funds that you raise help pay for those services.
Right. It's been neat to be part of something that's really, you know, hoping to help you guys provide more of those kinds of things. And that just kind of leads me into the last thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, for people who are listening to this on our website, maybe they're considering being an angler or coming to our silent auction at the Blue Line on the night of September 12th, or maybe they're already signed up. Do you have any words of encouragement or anything like that that you want to give to our participants or people who are thinking about it?
Sure. I think when people decide that they're going to give some money to an organization, they need to think about where that money is going to be spent. And the money that comes to the Coburn Cancer Center and that's designated for the Coburn Cancer Center goes directly back to our patients that live in our next-door neighbors in our community. And it just feels good when you give money that you know is going to people that maybe you know.
Right.
It goes to them through the services that we provide, and sometimes it goes to them directly if they need assistance with drivers, getting them to and from appointments, or just different things that they need.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Sandy, and I know we'll probably be hearing more from you in the future. So I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see everyone there on September 12th.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm anxious to see how this turns out.
I know, so are we.
Catch the biggest fish, I guess.
Yep, it should be a good time.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.